Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Thanks for sticking around. And for the next 25 minutes, we'll take a deep dive into farm news. USDA has reported 80 additional cases of avian influenza in the past 30 days. Poultry losses ballooned to 5.78 million birds in November. Add up last year and this year, and nearly 66 million birds have been affected. In other words, euthanized. USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service and the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship have reported 80 new cases of highly pathological avian influenza over 24 different states during November. Those states stretch from Alaska to Florida, with the most cases in Minnesota and Iowa, none in North Dakota in November. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concluded that Enlist herbicides don't put most endangered species at risk. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency posted the Fish and Wildlife Service's final biop to their docket, which considered 22 threatened or endangered species. And quoting the Fish and Wildlife Service's document, it is the service's biological opinion that the registration of Enlist 1 and Enlist Duo, as proposed, is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence of endangered or threatened species. The Farm Bill is not on the back burner. Getting the Farm Bill done in 2024 is still a tall task.
Some hope to start work quickly to get a full bill passed before the election season starts in 2024. That may be difficult, according to Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. She says while she was encouraged by the extension, she's not happy about it.
But having something is better than having absolutely nothing. So we've bought some time to continue working through a number of issues.
Ernst thinks there's a lack of farm in the Farm Bill.
If you look at the overall bill, only about 14-15% of what's being proposed in the Senate Farm Bill is actually farm-related, farm programs. The rest of it is focused on food programs and things like climate change.
A lot of items she thinks may sound good but contribute to an overly large cost. Ernst says $1.4 to $1.5 trillion proposed in the Senate this year for the Farm Bill.
That's why we think we need to work on it, continue to whittle down the cost of the bill, but make sure that we're focusing on our hardworking farmers and ranchers.
Reporting from Des Moines, Iowa, I'm David Geiger.
China consumes half of the world's pork. In China, pig production is big business, and the big agribusiness giants have expanded pig herds so aggressively that, with demand now in a downturn, their hog prices are falling, losses are mounting, debt is rising. This will likely slim down their breeding herds and sell off farms, many of which are sitting empty. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning markets.